This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Ian Stone. This is the Football's Not On podcast for the weeks when the football's not
That's
on.
Funny.
I'm joined this week by Ellis James and Hello. Charlie Baker. Hello, chaps.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, mate. Charlie, fresh from the EastEnders set.
Yes, fresh from the Vic.
Where they filmed 4 episodes this morning, I believe.
I'm probably at 10 episodes a day at the moment.
They do. They cram them in.
It's very difficult to act having a pint. When
act.
You are, yeah, because you're
well,
acting, because you're acting of a pint, but you are like in the Vic having a pint. You're so aware of yourself,
right?
It's impossible to act it.
Oh, okay. Just so why don't you just drink a pint? Is what I'm saying.
You can't
do that.
I'm so aware of where I am.
Oh, okay. It's exciting. All right, let's talk about the big football stories. Let's start with Real Madrid, right? Because we heard this story this week about Cristiano Ronaldo. Apparently they kept it from him that Gareth Bale was the world's most expensive player, just so he wouldn't get upset. I mean, first things first, is there anyone on earth who doesn't know that Gareth Bale is the most expensive player in the world?
I mean, does he not read the papers or have the internet?
Well, I imagine he does have the internet. One would imagine he's got a decent signal. He's not on the phone. I mean, obviously, BT provide an excellent signal.
He's
I should
excellent
say that
service.
Right now.
He has got 4G written all over him.
You would imagine he has.
What does he get a week? 300 or 400 quid a week, isn't it? He's on?
Something like that. He's doing okay.
Grand a week, apparently. Grand a week.
Wow.
Successful.
No, but he must have known. He must have known. And yet, there's this whole story come out that he wasn't told because it would upset his fragile ego. I mean, before we came on air, we were talking about comics having fragile egos. All of us think it's going to end tomorrow, right? I mean, for us, it is actually possibly going to end tomorrow. But apparently even Cristiano Ronaldo, who is the second best footballer in the world at present, it still thinks it might end
maybe
tomorrow.
They thought he's such a... Is it, maybe he's a confidence player. And they took some psychologist's
view. But has he not done enough?
No, apparently not. And so he is threatened by Gareth Bale turning up for another, whatever it was, 10 million quid. And suddenly he's being... The truth is being kept from him. It's a bit insane, isn't it?
We just had a baby, and what we do... We've got an eight-year-old...
It sounds like you and Ronaldo.
Well, you never know.
He's a good-looking man.
We got an eight-year-old as well.
Right.
And so to...
Have you hidden it from the...
No, we're not hidden it. But maybe they should have done something like this. When the baby came home, the baby had a present for our son.
Yes.
That's so the baby had bought our son some brand new football boots.
Gareth Bale should have turned up with a brand new pair of football boots.
Or the new winter ball or something.
There you go.
I like the idea.
Sports Direct.
Yeah. Got a full new kit.
Cristiano, I've got something for you.
An away kit. Yeah.
Yeah, kit. It's possible. What would you buy Cristiano Ronaldo, a man who makes £500,000 a week?
I mean, a week?
Well, whatever it is.
Funny thing I've heard about Cristiano Ronaldo is that when he was in England, obviously, you know, he's a very good-looking bloke, and the fact he's Portuguese, it's attractive when he gives interviews.
Yeah.
But he's from the sticks in Portugal.
He is.
Tiny little... He's basically...
He's
from
going, all right there.
All right, he's like a yokel. He's a Portuguese yokel.
Who's this Gareth Bale? How much was he?
I quite like the idea of Cristiano Ronaldo being like that. Do we like Ronaldo, by the way? Do we like him as a... Because, you know what? There's various stories that come out about him You're still laughing at Cristiano Ronaldo as some sort of Wurzel type character. He is a superstar, and I hear stories about him paying for kids' operations and stuff like that.
I want to hate him, and then I read all these stories, which I assume are true. They're either true or he's got the greatest PR department.
Probably.
Sort of, you know,
I imagine both of those things are possibly the case.
But I think he didn't he shave all his hair off in solidarity with some kid who had cancer or something?
I thought you were going to say shaved a child's hair off.
Like that didn't he also, with his son, I don't know, I hope this is true, and you can edit it out. But didn't they, he had a child, a love child with this woman.
Yes.
And then he basically paid her off and kept the son.
That's Ronaldo
Jr.
That's the rumour.
That's what happened, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So paid off, she's sort of gone, but he's got the boy.
He's got the boy. And I don't know what he does for childcare. I know, I've heard that, but I don't know what he does for childcare. I mean,
Oh, it could be a nightmare for him.
In Madrid on a Saturday night when they're playing games, it can be a little bit
difficult. Wonder if he uses Gareth Bale's childcare. Annoyed about it. How much is his nanny? He's bringing her mum with him.
But the thing is, you hear this about footballers from time to time. Craig Bellamy was, of course, famously another one who we talked about this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have an argument in an empty room.
Yes.
Also set up an entire school in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And I told you, I was reading the article about
Drogba's that. Drogba's the same. Drogba's done loads of shouting.
No, but Drogba seems like a decent guy. Right. He used to fall over a bit easily. But aside from that, was Craig Bellamy, he was a difficult man.
Yes.
And
on the pitch.
On the
pitch. He was sort of in his early 20s.
He's grown up a little bit.
He's sort of 36 or 37, Craig Bellamy.
Well, one would hope that a certain wisdom comes as you get a little bit older. But Ronaldo, he's one of these guys that I can see why he annoys people. But he's not. Alex Ferguson can't speak highly enough of him.
No, exactly. No.
And it feels like it's mutual.
He's 6'1". He's great looking.
He's a beautiful
He's super
specimen.
Fast.
Yeah.
He's incredible at football.
What's not to hate?
this is the thing. I think if you hate him, you've got to say, well, you're probably just jealous.
Yes, there may well be.
Because he seems to be a good person.
Yeah, in the main. Will we miss him? Where will he go, by the way, if he leaves?
LA Galaxy. He'll go to America, won't he?
No, I heard he'll go to PSG.
I think he'll retire at the top. I think he's too vain to run out of steam.
He wants to play for PSG. So boring. They just win all the time.
Well, you're saying the French league isn't competitive.
They are 20 points ahead.
They are 20 points ahead, yeah. And they've only played 4 games. It doesn't seem right. while we're talking about players moving about, the January transfer window is happening as we speak.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I hate it.
Yes, me too.
I absolutely hate the whole idea of it. I wish we could just scrap it completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was asked whether the January transfer window is past its sell-by date, but I'd say February the 1st is when that happened. But I wish it would stop. I mean, I'm hearing stories, Mahrez going to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that mess things up?
The Leicester situation actually shows why I hate it as well.
Yeah.
Because you go, don't break that team up.
No,
because
this
is making it fantastic. To have Leicester, it's like when Wimbledon were up there punching.
If he goes to Chelsea, is all romance gone out of football?
Romance went out of football a long time ago.
It did,
let's be fair. I mean, I know you're a Wales fan. I understand that romance is still alive. We'll get to that.
Yes.
But it would be a shame, wouldn't it?
It would be a real shame.
At the end of the season, okay. I think Mahrez
is probably some sort of flat. I think he's having a flash in the pan season. If you look at his record for Le Havre, who he played before, he didn't score a lot of goals. I think he scored like 6 to 10 goals a season. I think he's having one of those incredible seasons.
And he's a beautiful footballer. I love watching him.
And if he went, you would do. It's Scott Sinclair or
just he was just the name I mentioned before. They buy him and put him in reserves.
Go in and sit on the bench somewhere. Michu. For Swansea.
Michu's playing in the fourth division in Spain now for his brother.
He had an incredible flash in the pan season. And then you go, and
he's 1.5 great
they disappear.
Seasons.
They disappear.
But, well, you think that could happen to Mahrez. But he is obviously a very talented boy. And maybe he'll do well. I mean, that's the other possibility.
I wonder why it didn't work out for him then.
Who?
Mahrez, if he was average before this season,
and why suddenly
I wonder what's changed.
Wasn't he half a million quid or something?
He was half a million quid, and maybe it's the manager, and maybe going to Chelsea, where let's be fair, there's a fair bit of turmoil most of the time.
Yeah.
It's possible that it won't work quite as well for him. But I'm just talking about the general idea of the January transfer window.
I don't like it.
That I mean, Chelsea are looking at Pato. This Brazilian.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that much about him. Why? Because he's Brazilian.
I know, because you go.
Is that where he is? Sao Paulo?
He's at Sao Paulo, and I think he was on loan from. I think he was on loan from Corinthians, but he scored 26 goals last season.
Isn't it brilliant that we know this stuff? Yeah. I mean, it's impressive.
But do you know what's amazing, though, is that when England lost to Hungary at Wembley...
In 1953.
None of the England players had any idea who they were playing against.
Yeah, but it was not in 53. They just finished rationing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they hadn't finished in 1954.
They hadn't eaten properly in 15 years.
So they didn't have time to check the telegrams.
But no, they didn't know a thing about it. But England always had this highfalutin, we invented the game, we're the best in the world. And then Hungary disabused them of that notion. And then the next year beat them 7-1.
Yeah, yeah.
And properly went, they all went, oh, we're not very good.
That's the thing, I got heckled with... teams from the Dutch Eredivisie on stage. I was able to check them during that, check the league table during the interval.
What, thought, were you doing a gig in Holland?
I thought we know there was a birthday girl in front row and she was Dutch.
Right. Yeah.
And I asked her where she was from, and then as I was asking, I realised unless she's from Rotterdam, Feyenoord, Ajax, which isn't even a place.
Yes. So Amsterdam. Yeah.
I've got nothing. Yes. And she was from, I suppose the equivalent would be a Blackburn Rovers.
Right.
Yeah. So she named this club that I'd never heard of.
And you'd never heard of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then Dutch fans, or you know, hipsters who like following the European League, started going, they're doing quite well, actually. They beat PSV.
You know what? And how did you feel about that? Just having, because I've got mates who don't like that sort of stuff. When there are people in the room who know more about football than them.
I don't like it, actually.
No, I can. I was wondering, I was
on stage. I actually said, I'm doing a podcast of BT Sport on Friday.
I'll have you know.
Yes.
I said, I'm a confidence player.
Oh, no. Well, the next subject is about the Dutch Eredivisie. No, it's not, actually. All right, a couple of other transfer rumours. John Stones to Manchester United. That would help them.
You hope doesn't happen.
No, of course. You want him to stay at Everton. Everton, I like Everton at the moment.
With the new money deal, a lot of these things... A lot of these players don't have to leave because the teams can afford to keep them. Okay. So it's brilliant. But it's a bit like
the vultures thing. Circling other vultures.
I've got a thing I do at the moment where we've got quite a lot of charity shops in our little town. I like going in there, seeing if there's anything any good, putting it on eBay. That's similar to what Leicester have done with Mahrez. They've gone to the French second division.
What a thing to say. You're essentially saying that Mahrez is like some old jacket.
No, and they found something rubbish and they've made him good.
Right.
And they're going to sell it on for, what they get for him, 25 million quid?
Do you know what? They possibly could. But Leicester can resist that now. That's the point. Yeah. And Everton should be able to resist it. Although I have said on the show that we do that Everton are not... Basically, Bill Kenwright needs a massive theatrical hit. He needs another Blood Brothers. Yeah. And then they never have to sell anyone ever again.
He needs to invest in the commitments or something.
Something. All right. And I mean, there are various transfers.
But why are we talking about Mahrez leaving and not Vardy? Because Vardy surely is the one that Liverpool could do with a Vardy or... You know,
they could.
You know, they could. It'd be fantastic.
Well, the other striker that people are talking about is Cavani. Mm. Now, I've only ever seen Cavani miss chances for PSG or for Napoli or
it's it was
against
who
Chelsea.
Him in, isn't
against
it?
Chelsea. Yeah. I hear this, but he's 60 million quid and he's not coming. Can we talk about Pep Guardiola? There was a story that he met Manchester United officials.
Right.
I don't know. Apparently it was in a hotel.
It always
like
is, isn't
it's
it?
It's always in a hotel. That's
never
where...
in a Costa.
What? No, it's never in a Costa. No, is that Pep Guardiola? Yeah, because if it was in a Starbucks, they'd shout out his name and then everyone would know, wouldn't they? Right.
Pop! I've got a coffee for a pop. Pop, Weedy Eiley.
It's Pep Guardiola.
That'd be the way to find out if it isn't.
All right. I mean, he's talking to Manchester United, even though the rumour is he's going to City.
Yeah.
Where do you think that Pep Guardiola should go? It's between Man City, Man United, Chelsea and Arsenal. Those are the only places he could go in England.
Look at what Man United's current form is doing to Louis van Gaal's reputation. So he's been regarded as one of the world's top managers for 20 years.
Yeah.
And things aren't going brilliantly. People are like, oh, get rid of him.
He knows nothing anymore, Van Gaal. Things have passed him by. He's lost it.
Training methods have changed.
Half a season.
So many people on 606 talk about Louis van Gaal like he'd been plucked from a youth team or something.
Yes.
Like he'd been coaching the under-14s.
Yeah, I know, but you sound surprised that people who radio phone-ins are sometimes morons.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's shocking.
And the thing with United is it's such a big job.
Yeah.
They'd have to give him 5 years.
Yeah, but he spent £250 million.
Yes.
He spent £250 million. No, hang on. I mean, all right.
But if Guardiola goes, he's not going to win them the league next year. He's probably not going to win them the league the year after.
Well, I don't know. So he'd bring in a couple of players.
It's a big job, Man United.
Well, you know, remember when Liverpool, Kent Dalglish left Liverpool?
Yeah. Which time? I was going to say, a number of times.
The first time round.
After
Hillsborough, yeah. That season, all that sort of stuff. And then they had who? Roy Evans in charge?
No, Soonest was the first proper manager. Then Roy Evans.
And then he went through Roy
Evans and Houllier together.
He just go again and again and again. And it feels like that's where Man United are at the moment. Just
and
finding
second
these.
A couple of times, Liverpool.
Yeah, but if they got Guardiola and they bought a couple of players, they're challenging for the title. I mean, right now, Man United, who've had the worst season in the history of Man United since David Moyes was there a couple of years ago, are currently 7 points off the top. Still got Arsenal to come to Old Trafford. They're challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to see Man United. Even Man United fans would have mixed feelings about Man United winning the title this year because of how poor they are. I watched that Man United Liverpool game. Mm. It's one of the. I mean, that is aside from the piano, the film. That is the worst couple of hours of my entire life. Right? Have you seen the piano? I cannot get
There's
that
not
time
as much
back.
Sideways action.
I can't get that time back. And the same thing for Man United Liverpool. Awful, awful game. It was desperate for Steven Gerrard to come trotting on and do some scything tackle and get sent off a minute after he came. Just something. And yet, United could win the title.
It could. But in the same way that it's ruining Louis van Gaal's reputation, the Ranieri thing, where everyone went, what, Ranieri?
Gary Lineker, famously.
Absolutely not. No way. And now this is doing everything for his reputation.
Well, he could manage. No disrespect to Leicester, but he could manage a big club soon. Because of what he done. If he gets him in the Champions League, that's possibly one of the biggest achievements of any manager in the last 20 years. That includes Mourinho, that includes... To get Leicester where they are now and to keep them. Uh-huh. Leicester were bottom of the table a year ago.
Knocked out the FA Cup as well, so they can concentrate on the league.
Yeah.
But not for the reason everyone expected them to have to.
No,
you
know. Because to concentrate on the league, to get in the Champions League, it's incredible.
So,
these things are all very tenuous. We understand that. But just, I'm not so sure Man United is the best place for Pep Guardiola.
No, I don't
think it is. But you don't want to see him go to Man City.
They'll win everything for centuries.
They'll only be there 3 years because managers will never, we're never going to have Ferguson and Wenger again. Managers stay for 3 years, four years tops, and then they're off somewhere else because that's the way it goes. And they're like... chief executives who pop in, they're like, you know, football versions of Sir Stuart Rose.
If you're lower league, you say Dario Gradi.
That's who you say. Is he still there now?
No. He's the head of the youth team or something.
Right, but he was a crew
there 25
for...
25 years.
But it doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So Pep will be there for 3 years and City will probably win a couple of Champions Leagues and then he'll move on. But... that doesn't feel... You were talking about a romance in football.
Yeah.
That isn't a romantic thing.
The only romantic thing is that I know quite a lot of Man City fans and they still can't quite believe it.
Mm. No, it's
because
not.
All Man City fans I know are old enough to have gone to that playoff final when they beat... Was it Gillingham?
Gillingham. They were 2-0 down and Noel Gallagher left. That one.
The fourth winner. And he scored the winner. It was...
But didn't they draw and win on penalties?
I think so. And they still can't... My mate Dave... You know, he's my age. He still can't quite believe it. Because when he was a kid growing up, it was all about Kincladsey and being a beautiful loser.
And
holding on to that time they beat United 5-1 in 1989 and now Quinn was in the team. Like,
that one.
He always
Dickoff came on. Yes. Yeah, that was it. Yes. Yeah,
and he went out to Barcelona when they got beaten in the Champions League a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he still cannot. And I sort of like it. And Everton fans are the same. Whenever I meet an Everton fan, they've got a little bit of sort of... generosity of spirit that you didn't get with Liverpool fans in the 90s.
I agree with you. Whenever I go to Man City, I feel the same way. They're all right.
So I sort of wouldn't mind it if Man City suddenly became a dominant force.
Yeah. Well, they are anyway. They're a massive team anyway. And they bought De Bruyne and Sterling in the summer for £100 million. But if they get Pep Guardiola and he brings a couple of Barcelona players with him, I mean, I'm not sure Lionel Messi will ever leave Barcelona, but... you know what? Maybe they get Mascherano. Maybe they get one or two other.
With the Mahrez thing, Sterling's a case in point there, actually. In the other way, Sterling has gone on. I think he's got kicked on at Man City. I think he's a better player.
I'm not saying that Mahrez wouldn't become a better player at Chelsea. I mean, he possibly will.
Yeah.
He'll be playing with better... You know, there's no doubt that when you're up against better defenders, then you, in training... Ian Wright, who I've worked with over the years, has said to me a number of times, the best training for him was training at Arsenal, and he's up against Tony Adams and Keown and Bold and Winterburn and Dixon and Seaman.
Every day.
Come Saturday, he's thinking, well, this defence I'm playing here aren't as good as the one I play in training every day. Yeah. And I'm sure that Mahrez would take a step up from playing against better defenders.
It would be very sad for Mahrez, though, if he went to Chelsea and they didn't play in a way that suited his game. And then he stalled, like what's happened with Boney at Man City.
Benteke.
Benteke, Sean Wright Phillips, Scott Sinclair, we talked about, Jack Rodwell as well. Mm. There's been a few that's happened. We're assuming that Pep Guardiola's not going to Chelsea because it's too much turmoil, and why would he do it, you know?
Yeah. Aside from Abramovich
and, you know, Andrei Lugovoy and the Litvinenko case. He doesn't want any Russian connections, doesn't he, really? So he should go. My feeling is that he should go to Arsenal because it seems
to be the most stable club.
Obviously, I'm an Arsenal fan, but you agree with me?
When that was being talked about, I said, Arsenal, you should go to Arsenal because it would be. I think Arsenal are going to win the league this year. They've got the best team and they've got the best squad, and that team has been together for long enough for them to be the best squad, and I think this season is the season they'll do it. I think then Wenger will look to step sideways. They play the football that Pep Guardiola likes.
That's true.
They've got brilliant players. Sanchez, Ramsey, all these players are just fantastic. He'd be a perfect fit. Also, the expectation is less. There is less expectation.
It's not Manchester United.
Gaal thing, he's being killed by expectation.
Well, the New York Stock Exchange gets involved. Every time Man United lose a game, the New York Stock Exchange has said their share price has gone down. Yeah. It's a bit mad.
You can see Wenger moving upstairs, Pep Guardiola having complete control, then playing the same football, if not better football.
In a brand new stadium with the best pitch in the world.
With Benzema up front.
Why not get Benzema instead of Giroud, although Giroud's doing very, very well.
18 goals this season. Yes.
We like Giroud. We like. There's a little bit of me that finds him a little bit annoying when he goes down too easily. But you know what?
Especially because he's a big, strong bloke.
Because he's a massive guy. Actually, while we're on the subject of Arsenal, did you watch the Stoke game the other day?
Yes, I did.
Stoke played Arsenal. It was a 0-0 draw. It was the sort of point that Arsenal would definitely not have got a few seasons ago. Absolutely. And Petr Cech was a big difference, made a big difference there.
What a signing that is.
But, yes, amazing. We absolutely love him. We love the calm that he exudes. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, it must be lovely for a team to look back and there's Petr Cech going, everything's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you make a mistake, I'll be here to sort it out. That will make you less likely to make a mistake, won't it?
Well, my son plays in goal. He loves Arsenal, so I've taken him a couple of times. We were watching him during the match. And when they're at a corner, check more or less on the halfway line.
Yeah,
he's involved in the game the whole time. Absolutely always involved. I don't know if that's a modern thing, if all keepers do that.
Knows
what he's doing and what he's about. He's incredible.
Wound me up a little bit is Arsene Wenger talking about Petr Cech and saying goalkeeper is the most important position on the pitch after centre forward. And I'm thinking, well, how comes we have Fabianski and Manuel Almunia in goal for 5 years?
Who are 6'1" and thin and...
Well, no, but forget their height. They don't know what they're doing. No. I mean, they're okay, but you need a goalkeeper who's better than
that. That's why, actually, Leicester should watch out for Schmeichel as well.
Schmeichel's an excellent
Schmeichel.
Liverpool signing Mignolet for another five years is madness.
Mignolet's one of those goalkeepers that he's good at... but everyone says he's a good shot stopper. And you go, yeah, but that's the least you'd expect from a goalkeeper.
That is your job as a goalkeeper.
You know, he wears his shorts the right way round. I mean, you know, well done.
But Schmeichel looks the real deal.
But he's learnt from one of the best, even though Schmeichel doesn't like to talk about his dad.
Oh, really?
Hates it when people go up and go, you're a good goalkeeper, but not as good as your dad. God, you don't upset most people, wouldn't you, really? One other thing about the Stoke-Arsenal game, they were booing Aaron Ramsey, right? They were booing Aaron Ramsey. The Stoke fans were singing, Aaron Ramsey, he walks with a limp, right? I mean, obviously, anyone listening will know the story about how Ryan Shawcross, he was reckless, right? Arsenal have had a number of these things, but that was a bad one. Ramsey took a year to recover from the physical aspect and 3 years to recover from the emotional aspect. And because Ryan Shawcross sent a text to Aaron Ramsey, and according to sources that I have at the club, it was one text. Ramsey got it, didn't know who it was, didn't know, so I thought, I'm not even bothering with this. It was an apology from Ryan Shawcross, and Ramsey ignored it, and because of that, Stoke fans boo him, and have booed him for the last 5 years.
It's good fun, isn't it?
But they boo him. Like Swansea players, like Swansea fans boo ex-Cardiff players.
Yeah.
I mean, they give him awful
too bad. It's too mad. We don't even boo Shawcross anymore. We all think that Shawcross is quite a decent centre-half now. He's not much worse than Gary Cahill or Phil Jagielka in the England team. But they continue to boo him. They give Arsene Wenger a stick. You know what? He can live with that. He's old enough. But to boo Aaron Ramsey, a bloke who had his leg broken there 5 years ago, in, I have to say, one of the most emotional days I've ever had, listening to a football game on the radio. I had to do gigs that night, and I was in a mess.
Mate of mine was at school with him and was just in pieces.
I was genuinely upset. Now, I'm not saying Stoke fans are worse, even though they are, but I don't understand that level of tribalism.
No, you have to do something to keep warm in that stadium.
Yeah. It's very windy, isn't it?
Very cold.
Aside from Oldham.
Have you been to the Stadium of Light to watch Sunderland?
Yes,
is it bad?
It's freezing. Absolutely freezing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went the first year in the Premier League, and there was about 1,500 Swans fans. I would say we were all in massive coats and hats. Everyone under the age of 12 was in tears for 90 minutes. Every single kid
was
crying.
Well, yeah, but it's a football ground, up tier and lower tier.
The balls were...
Thank you.
The game was ruined by the ball swirling around in the wind.
Yeah.
And all the Sunderland fans in T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I just thought,
it's the North East.
Blackpool. Have you ever been to Blackpool?
Yes, I have, yeah.
The Blackpool away end used to be just some steps.
It's
so funny, right?
I went in January and it was unbelievable.
It's so funny, right? Because as an Arsenal fan, travelling around beautiful stadium in the Premier League, I mean, once in a while you go to West Brom and it's a little bit more basic, the facilities, and you go to Norwich, maybe it's not quite what you're used to. You know, I mean, I'm getting a new camp, right? A new camp in March. And I'm rather excited. I've never been. You've been, haven't you?
You went to see
Barcelona
were playing Valencia.
Yeah.
And I took my girlfriend, who can't tell the difference.
You know how to treat a girl.
Between football and rugby.
Really?
She knows nothing about
sport. She should go to Arsenal Stoke.
No interest, right? And so we're watching the game, and I should have taken on the stadium tour, I think. I think there'd have been more for her.
Get into it, mate. No.
So Barcelona registered quite a sort of routine 1-0 win over Valencia. And Adriano scored an absolute screamer from about 30 yards. And 100,000 people cheering.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's 30,000, you know, that's 25,000 bigger than Old Trafford. It's massive.
Huge.
So it's like an aeroplane taking off or something. So she gets up and goes, what? What's happening?
Was she not watching the game?
No, right. And I said, Barcelona scored. Adriano's just scored. And she went, great. I said, what were you watching? And she went, I was watching that back because I think it's confused by the floodlights. And I paid 80 euros for her ticket.
Wasted.
She'd just been watching this back for about
25
minutes.
Well, I'm taking my son, who will appreciate
this. That'd be great.
We're watching Arsenal Barcelona in the new camp.
I once took a girl to Macclesfield away.
You're going to Macclesfield away?
No, I once took a girl to Macclesfield away.
similar experience.
I took her to Burnley. I took her to Turf Moor. I took Izzy to Turf Moor, and she preferred it to Barcelona.
But the lucky woman who's now my wife, I took her to Barnet away.
Right.
And there was a streaker.
Oh,
we were 4-0 down.
Right.
And there was a streaker.
You don't see that so often now,
no,
do you?
Erica Rowe.
Erica Rowe.
the famous one.
We wanted to do a joke on the show.
This was a bloke.
Oh, right.
It was a bloke, yeah.
And how...
Down to his pants. He went down to his wise.
Oh, it wasn't completely.
Get fucking
mad. I mean, God,
not
if you're going to do it,
not
commit.
Full.
Yeah.
See, actually, while you're here, because, you know, we were thinking about what we're going to talk about on this pod. And I've
got
written down what's happening with talking. And then I didn't make any more notes because I thought, I have no idea.
No.
Once in a while, I see you on Facebook.
Very sad.
And you're quite unhappy about what's happening.
It's very sad.
Is there any jokes in it?
Mismanaged.
Any
Well, we've hit, luckily, I think we've called off a lot of games recently because we've got rid of a lot of players.
Right.
Who weren't pulling their weight.
But that's not connected. It's not like
I don't know. So we've got some new players in and we're trying to kick on to the end of the season. We're second from bottom of the conference.
Oh my God, it's got really
bad. So we could be Conference South next season if we're not careful, which is part-time basically.
Yeah.
And we've called off quite a lot of games. I don't know whether on purpose or not. So we seem to have some new players in. It's fine. It's just so sad. Just mismanagement. Just no money.
Didn't you have a lottery winner?
We had a lottery winner.
Have you heard this, Ellis?
We had a lottery winner.
I've been to Plainmoor.
Have you?
Well, yeah, we had a lottery winner by the club about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And then he died.
Oh. He died?
Yeah. Okay. Built a new stand and then he died.
That's right. A stand that you don't need.
Left his wife in charge.
Right.
Or she took her over the reins and She put like a lot of money into the club.
Did she?
We went down.
There's
down,
too
down.
Much.
Mismanagement, bad management. I tell you what we keep doing, which drives me up the wall, is putting ex players who are like club legends in charge.
Yeah.
As manager.
But I can work sometimes.
Sometimes. It's never worked at Torquay. I can give you a long list.
Yeah, but
never ever worked.
You don't have the best assets to work
no,
with
but
either.
At that I mean, level you get someone in who know we for a conference club, we get big numbers.
Yeah.
We are you know.
But you're reasonably big.
Averaging 1,500 people.
Is that what you get?
In the conference is you're playing
numbers,
people who get 300 or 400 people.
Yeah.
You go to Southport, they've got 500 people there. 400 people a week, you know. And it's just a mess. It's just become a mess.
And you still go, though, don't you?
I still go. Still love them. Go. Still love the girls.
And you've chosen Sunderland for your son?
No, Arsenal.
Arsenal. Oh,
well, no, I haven't chosen. He's chosen. I let him choose. I bought him a Torquay kit, which he languishes at the bottom of the...
There's nothing sadder than an unused football
of the draw. And everything is Arsenal. Duvet, jammers.
I can only apologise in our house.
Well, no, look, but for me... I love it.
You get to go to the Emirates.
I get to go to the Emirates, genuinely, and it is a different world.
It is.
It's a different game.
No, there's no doubt
it's
about
a
that.
Different game.
I went to watch Swansea play Torquay in the LDV Vans Trophy first round south.
Yeah, I might have been at that.
The year we won it, right? There was 88 of us in the away end.
And it was two steps.
Yeah, and you know when he's trying to make a game interesting? A friend of mine in the car on the way down, he went, you know what this is, don't you? He went... It's the Adebayoak in Fenway Derby.
Yes.
Obviously, he played for us.
We had him, yeah. We sold him to
you.
Yeah,
he said going to be a lot of stick.
Akinfenwa is
the strongest player in the world.
Strongest. The heaviest footballer in Europe.
Yes.
Strongest player in the world.
Can barely move.
Yeah,
strongest player on FIFA.
Scores, he was good for guarantees us. You 15 goals a season.
Surprisingly weak shot for a man who's 20 stone.
Yeah, but you can't knock him off the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shins him in.
And I did watch Swansea against Watford the other day. You've got a new manager now.
Oh, Gwendolyn.
I fear for the Swans. I'm just saying it out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.